This is Cyber Monday, so you may want to see what the deals are online, but it's also not too early to start on Giving Tuesday. And whatever your favorite charity may be, there are a lot of opportunities out there to do that. I can tell you that March of Dimes, if you go to marchofdimes.org/giving/support, you will find a way to get involved in Giving Tuesday, because today there is a triple match underway. And this will last from now through Tuesday. So it's not too early to start giving. And gifts received before midnight on Wednesday, December 1st, will be triple matched up to $130,000. So you can take advantage of that, where $1 donated will do the work of three. One of the things that has really been perplexing the business community, those of us that cover business here on WJR and elsewhere, has been this whole idea of the Great Resignation. And the quandary has been, where are folks getting the wherewithal to be able to just up and quit their jobs? We saw 4.4 million people do it in September. We saw a similar quit-a-thon in October. We have yet to see the numbers closed out on November, but we know that this is an ongoing phenomenon. And tomorrow there will be a special webinar at 10 a.m. coming to us from our friends at JVS Human Services Career Center. And Gerard Baltrusaitis joins us live this morning with some insights into what they're going to be discussing and what they are divining as the root of all this. Gerard, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Perplexed, perpetually perplexed at how
as
people
many
can
of
just
us are. Yes.
Yeah. So when you try to when you talk to people that are in the career counseling sphere, I know that this is much more complicated than just the federal unemployment benefit that has received so much scorn, though that was a contributor to some extent. What is at the root of this? Is it just people that are dissatisfied, or is it fear, or is it a combination of all of the above?
Best answer would be a combination of all of the above. It's not one thing driving this individually. I think what we're looking at is basically kind of a perfect storm, so to speak. It's three forces that have had a dynamic impact on our social contract and career paths more recently. That's over the past 20 years or so, we've seen a transition from the industrial age economy to the new economy, and people are adapting and trying to adjust to that, number one. Number two, some economists are saying that there has been a hollowing of the middle class as far as stagnated wages since the mid-70s, and some are saying that's part of it. And, of course, number three, you throw in a once-in-a-century pandemic, and that really throws things out of kilter.
Well, but how much of that is the wage effect really maybe old news? Because we have been seeing both on the wage and benefit front some incredible competition there for workers, even to the point that now we see that substitute teachers are opting to work in the fast food industry because they can make more money. So it's not the stagnation of wages, it's also the disruptive nature of the wages that we see changing.
Correct. So it's not, again, one thing or another, it's a combination. A lot of people are stepping back through, because of COVID, it's been kind of an existential awakening, so to speak. People are looking at the hours they're working, the stress, the conditions, the pay, and reevaluating. Now, whether they're right, whether they're wrong, I guess it's you know, anybody's guess, but what we're dealing with is the outcome as far as,
right.
Yeah, we're missing a lot of people out there, and how do we get them reengaged in the workforce is what we're trying to focus on.
And it's that labor participation rate. We also know among the boomers that were maybe near the end of their work cycle, they have opted for retirement. The one thing that I noted on CNBC, an interesting report that came out in the middle of last week that didn't get much attention, the unretiring rate is going up. That 2.5% of the labor force rejoined the labor force in October, that they decided that they didn't, whatever put them on the sidelines, they found a reason to come off the sidelines and to get back in the game. When you have your webinar tomorrow, and we want to invite people in, you can find it on the JVS Human Services Facebook page at 10 a.m. That's 10 a.m. tomorrow. is the idea that for so many people, they found out during the pandemic that their time with family, their time at home mattered more than their income, that they're willing to take a downsized income to get the value and the quality of life that that offered. What is the lesson there for employers about how to address that and meet that need?
That's a great question. Basically, I think it's reaching out to employers and employers understanding a little bit more about what we call employee engagement. Now, that's not bringing out more ping pong tables and providing more candy at the cafeteria, but it's a matter of understanding what employees really want. A lot of employees, sure, they'll talk about wages and salary, but the information I'm taking is derived from the Gallup people, the Gallup polls. They have something called a Strength Finder Index, which most all Fortune 1000 companies use, and the employee engagement is a matter of a barometer of success pretty much in an organization. So employers, large and small, should be taking heed to that. How can they engage their employees at a greater level? Because that is the path to success as far as not only having them come back to the workforce, but work 100% with 100% effort for their organization.
Right. And we were just discussing with our friend Mike Lee at Crane's Detroit Business that there's plenty of evidence out there now that while there is, I think some sticker shock in terms of wages and benefits on the part of employers, there are a lot of intangible benefits to meeting those needs in terms of recruitment and retention. When you talk to people that are part of the Great Resignation, how thick is their cushion? How long do they have before those savings run out? And they may have to resume the search for work or kind of maybe go back to their boss and say, you know, I'm ready to start again.
I'll be totally honest. That's something that's perplexing to me as well, because the individuals we're speaking with, it's a combination. Some individuals are just on a whim, unfortunately, and that's what tomorrow is to address, is to tell you not to do that, to use some planning ahead of time and not mm-hmm. just resign. But at the same time, it's a combination. Some people have
okay.
a good nest egg, and others just have to, they're finding different ways, whether it's gig opportunities, part-time jobs, et cetera, to piece things together in the meantime.
Tomorrow at 10, the JVS Human Services Facebook page, a webinar on the resignation economy. Gerard, thanks very much. Have a great day.